Hello, my friends. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. As I am pulling this devotional together, I've just returned from the doctor's office. I'm your typical guy. If I'm not hemorrhaging or passing out of my own control, I usually postpone as long as possible a trip to the doctor's. And I've been battling a cough for a couple of weeks, but I've managed to beat it back with a nebulizer. But in the long run, I think it just helped it grow stronger. I woke up this morning with an uncontrollable cough and that overall yucky feeling. Another thing you should know about me is that I'm one of those type A personalities, and I'm always overcommitted and underrested and between the rock, and that would be Jesus, in a hard place. I don't even recognize a stress level anymore. It's just that feeling I get when I have a lot to do. My dad supplied me with a funny story I have told and incorporated into a sermon or two over the years, and what's nice about it is it's actually true. My two young boys went to see their papu, that would be my dad, at his office. We walked in as my dad was sneaking something into his mouth, and there was a conspicuously open door in his desk, and so he was caught. Open drawers and mouthfuls of stuff are what curious kids live for. I looked over their little hooded, snow-capped, laden heads and spied the goods. It was a bottle of Rolaids and acid tablets. One of the boys figured they might as well ask him flat out, "What's in your mouth, Papu?" Of course, they hoped it was candy or something. To which he replied, "It's a pill you take when you're in business for yourself." These stories are helping me illustrate my point. God loves a faithful servant. He loves our service. But when our work and service to the Lord begin to tear us down physically and emotionally and even spiritually, God is not pleased with that. Our example is Jesus himself. Listen to this passage from Luke 5:16. "So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." Jesus, in his earthly ministry, had physical limitations. He had to eat. He had to rest. And whoever worked as tirelessly as the Lord, but the Spirit let him know when he needed to rest and pray and recharge. I hate being sick or injured or otherwise incapacitated. To me, it's such a waste of time. But our Heavenly Father doesn't think that at all. Many times the load of our calling is self-inflicted and not being done in the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. I'm guilty of this at times, and it is in the weakness and frustration of those times God reminds me of a passage from an unlikely place, the 23rd Psalm. I know you probably have this memorized, but hear it again for the first time. Psalm 23, verse 1 through 3. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." It says he makes me lie down. God will not allow my stubborn, nose to the grindstone, full speed ahead mentality to sap me dry or render me unprofitable by the lover of my soul. He makes me lie down in lush, beautiful, restful pastures as he works to fill me and restore my soul. Don't look at your illness or your trial or your struggle as a distraction or a vain thing. I believe I'm sick right now because my Lord knows how to make me lie down and receive regeneration and direction for this life of purpose he has created us for. So lie down, kick back, take your medicine, and be restored. Much love to you all. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.